Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, February 21st. The grains closed higher with March corn up 4¾ cents, closing at 375.5. March beans up 8.5 cents, closing at 9.11. And March wheat up 5¾ cents, closing at 486.5. Beans responded to the fact that the Chinese claim that they'll buy up to $30 billion worth of ag products if the trade war is settled. We never took out last night's highs. Is this another one of these rumors? There's certainly no confirmation of any trade deal, anything really being close out here, just more delays. So I think you have to take it with kind of a grain of salt out here. What's also pretty hard to believe, if the Chinese were going to buy $30 billion worth of ag products this year, they could literally take out the entire carryout in corn, wheat, and beans and have money left over to buy hogs. So they just certainly don't have the logistics to move that kind of grain into the country that I can see. So, you know, I don't know where this comment came from, but it seems like nonsense to me. And the fact that we really didn't explode on it, and, you know, we should have opened up higher and ran another 20 cents in beans and another dime in corn and 10 cents in wheat. We opened up, couldn't take out last night's highs, and broke. The corn finished 2.5 off its highs. The beans finished about 5 off its highs, and the wheat finished about 5 off its highs. So I wouldn't say that was a great performance. Tomorrow's export dump, they're looking for 2.5 million metric tons on the wheat. Beans at 7.5 million metric tons, and the corn 5.5 million metric tons. The bean number is a big number. Corn's not bad. If the bean number gets to the high range, which is 9 million metric tons, I think that will impress the market, but we'll have to see out here. But at least we'll get some fresh news, some accurate news, which I think will be helpful to this market. So I don't think the market really, you know, looked at the Ag Forum numbers, and, you know, maybe they think they're a little bit bearish. Maybe that's why we broke here. But overall, you know, I think it's more of the same. Sell bullish rumors, buy bullish breaks. Excuse me, buy bearish breaks. Just do the opposite of what this market is telling you. When you get good news, sell it. When you get bad news, buy it. Somebody's been making a fortune off of this in the last 6 weeks. Anyway, that's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.